בעזרת השם, תורה ל"ח, ציטוטי מוהר"ן, פרט ב'. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, וזאת אשר דיבר. That everything that happens to the person is corresponding to what it is saying, to the words that he is taken out from his mouth. וכשהוא כופף את רוחו שערה, and when he is forcing down, he's bending, he's overpowering himself on the storm wind, means on all of his winds, all of his yesarim, all of his will, he's מושל ברוחו, he controls his own spirit. דהיינו שהוא נוטל ממנו כל הדיבורים שנפלו לתוכו, means that he is taking all of the words that fell into the storm, means that he can find the sparks, the good points that there are even inside of his Yetzer Hara. He starts to understand who he is, why Hashem made me to be like that, why Hashem made me to be like that, even bad things that you have in yourself. And you don't know, now it looks for you like it's bothering you from Avodat Hashem. You like rock music, you like sports, you I don't know what. You like to drink beer in the beach. Okay, this is you. So you don't understand what is it helping me for Avodat Hashem. I cannot drink beer before Hashem. It's not it. But if you force yourself not to drink that beer, and you work on yourself, and if you fail, you do tshuva on that. So like we said yesterday, you receive the eyes of Hashem Yitbarach, and then Hashem Yitbarach is going to teach you who are you? Who are you? What's your abilities and how it is connected to your body, to your Yetzarim, to who that you were before of your Tshuva. Because, like that it's written on David HaMelech, that David HaMelech, he was Ish Damim, he was a man of blood, he was all red and he was full with blood and he had a strong, hard Yetzarah. It was very hard for David HaMelech to conquer his Yetzarim, but he put a huge fight and he won in the end. So he took all of the Yetzarim that he had, instead of going and being a robber, being a murderer, Chas Shalom, something like that, to spill blood of people, he took it to Avodat Hashem and he fought the wars of Hashem, Milchamot Hashem. So all of the powers that you have inside, now it's not clarified for you still yet, what am I supposed to do with my attraction to music, my attraction to art, my attraction to even to laziness, to sleep, long hours. You don't know, because you don't know what you can do when you're asleep. But when you said, Yashanti Beinyan Iteriyad, I went to sleep with that topic in my head of left hand person. Ben Adam Smali, Iteriyad, he went to sleep with that halacha and he woke up with that halacha and he was serving Hashem Yitbarach, who was putting an effort while he was asleep in a certain way. You don't know what you can do when you're asleep. You think now, no, Rabbi Nachman Breslev is so far from me. No. Rav Shalom said, if you go to sleep like a lion, you're going to wake up like a lion. If you go to sleep like a dog, you're going to wake up like a dog. What it means? It means that with your intentions that you have in Kriyat Shema, while you are going to sleep, with those intentions, with that will, you're going to wake up in the morning. It means, and if you're going to check yourself, you're going to see it. It's very simple. In the moment that you closed your eyes and lost the connection with this world, this is exactly the moment that you open your eyes in the morning. It's true, on your watch it's written 8 hours, 6 and a half hours, 12, 14 hours, whatever. But actually, in your mind, in the moment that you went to sleep, that is the moment that you woke up. Nothing happened to you. You haven't slept for 8 hours, like now, you're going to be, wait for me 8 hours now. It will not going to be the same. You will wait, you will count every minute. But when you're asleep, you just fell asleep and you just woke up, and this is it. You feel that you slept for 8 hours. You have certain feelings, but the time is not passing while you're asleep. You don't feel that. So the moment that you woke up, really, that's the moment that you went to sleep. This is your soul's experience. So actually, the way that you go to sleep, that's the exact same way that you wake up in the morning. So if you go to sleep in a certain Avodat Hashem, you serve Hashem in a certain way. Now, I remember once I it was very hard for me to fall asleep. So I said to myself, what do I care? I will start doing 6 hours in Bodedut on Am Israel. And I just lied in bed and I said, Arenim Kasher Tatzmi, already I started to doze off. Yetzer Hara wouldn't let me do that. A few minutes I talked to Hashem Yitbarach on Am Israel, and that's it. But I'm sure that all of my sleep, all of my Shena was totally different. Because I went to sleep in a certain way. I went to sleep. I remember that when I was in hospital, something like 8 years ago, or something like that, maybe more even, 10 years ago, and Rav Shalom told me, he was praying for me, and he told me, I went to sleep with your name in my mouth, Al HaSfatayim, on my lips, and I woke up with your name on my lips. So, you see, exactly the same. He went to sleep in a certain way, he was praying for me when he went to sleep. He didn't go to sleep. He was praying for me until he went to sleep, until he fell asleep. But he didn't went to sleep. No, when a person is saying to Hashem, no, I'm going to sleep now, means he says to Hashem Yitbarach, leave me alone. It's too much for me, it was too long, the day was too long. Leave me alone, let me go to sleep, I'm going to sleep now. It's not the thing that we're doing. Even if you're ayef ve'yagea, even if you're tired and you're weak, still don't be ve'no yere Elokim. Don't stop your irat shamayim for fear from heaven. Don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. Go to serve Hashem Yitbarach in your shena. Now you go to rest. Now you go to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. Now your soul is going up to heaven. Oh, whatever you feel that is happening, now you go to rest. It's okay. You're allowed to renew your powers. You're allowed to rest. You're allowed to recharge yourself to the next day of Avodah. Go to sleep like that. And not, this is it. I don't have no more powers anymore. Leave me alone. I'm going to sleep now. I don't have the powers. Don't be ayef ve'yagea ve'lo yireh Elokim. Don't leave that cry for the Amalek to come, to all of those doubts to come. Because in the way that you want to serve Hashem Yitbarach, in that path they're going to let you serve Him. If you really want to commit yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, even if you check yourself and you see, hey, I have limited powers, it doesn't mean that really you're not satisfying Hashem and causing nachat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're pleasing Hashem very much. Because when Hashem sees your effort, and He is observing and looking on your powers, He is checking all of it. You just imagine that you're supposed to serve Hashem like Superman or like one of the greatest tzaddikim, Lamidvat tzaddikim. Wonderful. You don't understand how much power you have in your Avodat Hashem, even that you are like that you are now. Exactly like that you are now. Exactly like that it's written on a tzaddikim, on righteous people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking me, Moshe Elbi, Tzadik Moshe Elbi, the righteous man, he's got the power, the government, the Memshalah, the control on Hashem Yitbarach. And it's been learned from the verse, Tzadik Moshe El Yirat Elokim. A righteous man, he's got the power to tell Hashem Yitbarach what to do. Hashem wants to make a decree, Moshe Rabbeinu is stopping him, saying, no, I'm sorry. You want to take them, you have to pass through me, I'm first. Hashem cannot do that. So Hashem have to listen to him. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him what to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Salachti kidvarecha, okay, I accept, I will forgive them like you told me to. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai sees a huge dark mountain, black decree that came to conquer the world, to destroy the world. And he's saying to that demon, he's stopping him. He tells him, no, you're not doing nothing. And he's saying to Rabbi Shimon, look, I'm a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are you stopping me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to destroy the world. He tell him, go tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm here. That Rabbi Shimon is here. You cannot do nothing when I'm here. In the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Keshet lo nirata, no, the rainbow wasn't seen in the sky. Why? Because there was no judgments, no dinim, no angers. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon is canceling all angers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So like that it's written on HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he got that power, on the tzaddikim, on the righteous people, that they have that power. Every one of Am Yisrael have that power also. And not only by the fact that it's written, V'amech kulam tzaddikim, that all of Am Yisrael are righteous. Also it's written, Yisrael Mamshelotav. That Am Yisrael also have the power, like Tzadik Moshel, the Tzadik have the control, also Yisrael Mamshelotav. Am Yisrael have, they're leading HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the leadership of the world is in the hands of us, of each and every one of us. You have the power. When you're focusing all of your powers and putting all of your powers into Avodat Hashem. When you commit yourself to Hashem, when you say to Hashem, Baruch, listen, Borolam, I want to serve you, in that moment, all of the curtains, all of the screens, everything is falling down. This is it. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's got only you in front of his eyes. When he sees someone that commits himself to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see no one else in the world. Nothing is important to him anymore. This is it. You are an only child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as much as you're going to commit yourself to Avodat Hashem, according to your powers, to your wisdom, to your ability, to your talents, to your wisdom, to whatever, to your Siyata Dishmaya, to your mission, to who that you are, to your destiny, this is how that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to commit himself to you. To you 100%. 100%. Because that Moshe Rabbeinu threw everything to the sides and he didn't look at nothing anymore and he didn't care anymore. Not about food, not about money, not about a house, not about his wife, his children, nothing. And not that he didn't care, for sure he cared. But he knew that whatever Hashem wants me to do, when you need to respect your wife, you're going to respect your wife. When you need to go to learn Torah, you're going to go and learn Torah. When you need to go and find Parnassah, you're going to go and find Parnassah. When you see that you made something wrong and you need to do tshuva, you're going to stand up like a man and going to confess and going to do tshuva. And going to regret. And not going to hide your sins. And going to claim, no, I'm righteous. No, no, no. We're not claiming nothing. We're admitting. Mechasef eshav lo yatzliach. A person tries to hide his crimes, he will not going to succeed. You cannot succeed when you hide your crimes. You need to bring them up and admit. Stand up like a man. Say, I was wrong. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. You're afraid to admit. Don't be afraid. That is your power. That is the mirror of your point of truth. If you're able to admit, when Shaul HaMelech, that he was the first king of Am Israel, he could be the eternal king of Am Israel. Hashem chose him to be the king of all of Am Israel, Shaul HaMelech. When he went and done something wrong, Shmuel HaNavi immediately appeared, immediately came out of the blue. Shmuel HaNavi is standing in front of his eyes. Tell him, what's going on? I hear the animals, the cattle, the sheep, the goats. You've done something wrong. Immediately he starts answering excuses and finding reasons for his sin. No, you don't know. We're sorry. We wanted. I thought. They told me. Immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the kingship from his hand and gave it to someone else, to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech was also in that risk, because every person is in that risk. Every person is in a fight, in a test in this world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested David HaMelech in Kivsat Arash, with that huge rebuke of Natan HaNavi that rebuked him, David HaMelech said, you're right. Hashem, you're righteous. I sinned. I'm doing tshuva. In that moment that he confessed that he done tshuva, he becomes to be the Melech Israel, the eternal king of Am Israel, Chai v'Kayam, forever. Why? Because he, by doing tshuva, opened the path for every person in the world to do tshuva. This is how David HaMelech lives forever. David HaMelech is not going to live forever because of his merits, because of his zchuyot. Even if you're going to be, I don't know which zchuyot you're going to have, who are you compared to Hashem? Only when you do things for Am Israel, you become to be important in the eyes of Hashem. Like that we spoke about Yosef HaTzadik. Okay, so the brothers are coming back to Yaakov and they're saying, okay, father, hey, we came back, how are you, what's going on? Where is Yosef? He's asking. Where is Yosef? Say, no, no, father, we finished Shas on the way, you don't know how many Mishnayot we said by heart, we learned all the Zohar HaKadosh, we finished. Yeah, yeah, but where is your tiny brother, Yosef? Where is he? I don't see him. Oh, I forgot him, we forgot him, no, something else. Yaakov cannot talk to you, even if you're the biggest Talmid Chacham, even if you're Yehuda, head of holy tribes, You're not interesting to Yaakov Avinu when you forgot your little brother in the amusement park, in the zoo, in the desert, between the lions, and who knows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot talk to you, even if you're going to be the greatest tzaddik of them all. If you don't have Ahavat Yisrael, if you don't care of the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who cares about you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot look at you at all. Moshe Rabbeinu received his greatness only because that he fought for Am Yisrael always. That he didn't care about himself. Avraham Avinu and Sarai Menu, what they were doing, they were going and converting people. They were going and bringing soldiers to Avodat Hashem. That was their greatness. That was their gdula. That Avraham megayer et hagvarim and Sarah megayer et hanashim, and they don't care not about. It doesn't written that Avraham was eating. It's written that he was feeding. It doesn't written that he was going to sleep. It's written that he was hosting people. It doesn't written on the meals of Avraham Avinu, on the meals of David HaMelech. It's written on their generosity, what they were doing for Am Yisrael, that David HaMelech was filthing his hands with dam shiliya in blood to purify a woman to her husband. That is their greatness, that they care about someone else. When you do that, when you commit yourself to Hashem, you say to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem, I don't care about my food. I'm praying now on the Parnassah of Am Yisrael. Hashem, I don't care about my house. I pray now for houses for all Am Yisrael. I wake up now to see from the lacking that you created in my life that I have another thing to pray for all of Am Yisrael. You took my house for me, that I'm going to understand that I need to pray on houses for Am Yisrael, on your house, on the Beis HaMikdash. You took my Parnassah, that I'm going to be able to feel the pain. To be shliach tzibur, you need to be mixed with the people. You need to be grown up, you need to be married, you need to have a field, you need to have children, that you will feel the pain, that if there's hunger, if there's drought, if there is a hard time, you're going to be part of the trouble. Why? To pinch your heart, that you're going to be able to pray. So if Hashem is pinching you, if Hashem is pushing you, if Hashem is limiting you, constricting you, it's only to wake you up to pray for all of Am Yisrael. And then you serve the purpose, then you become to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about nothing else except of you. Except of you. And then you find your Parnassah with no effort at all. And then you find a house with no effort at all, and no one's going to talk to you, not about rent, and not about more. You're just going to have an easy life. Why? Because kol lokeach al atzmo, everyone that takes upon himself all malchut shamayim, the yoke of heaven, so the removing yoke of this world, of the physical world, all derech eretz from him. Because you commit yourself to avodat Hashem, so you don't need to suffer anymore. If you decide that I'm going to suffer for you, Hashem, not in suffering, I'm going to dedicate all of my powers, I'm going to put all of my powers in avodat Hashem. This is it. Hashem doesn't want nothing else from you. Now what? You need to. You will never. Your washing machine will never gonna break. Your car will never gonna break. You like Baba Sali driving on water. You can drive on water if you don't believe it. Asaf Bril was the first Mashgiach supervisor in the yeshiva, 14-15 years ago. He got married maybe 18 years ago, 20 years ago. He got married. He took Rav Shalom to his wedding. His wedding was in Ramat Gan. He came to pick up Rav Shalom 20 years ago from the yeshiva here in Jerusalem to Ramat Gan. On the way, they were in a rush, like always. Chassidei Breslev have to be in a rush. If not, they're not Chassidei Breslev. Like the Gemara is saying, if you're not going through things, you're not part of them. You're not one of them. You have to go through things. So he came to pick up Rav Shalom. On the way, he wants to go to fill gas in the gas station. He says to Rav Shalom, "I'm sorry, Rav, we need to put some fuel. Don't have nothing in the tank. Rav Shalom told him, "No, don't look at that. Go." Told him, "Rav, it's on zero. It's nothing. It's empty." Told him, "Go. We have a wedding to catch and the chatuna litpos." And they drove with no fuel. So. Okay, so you cannot believe to that story, I understand. And to the other story, you also, it's hard for you to believe. I get it. And on him, it's also hard for you to get. Okay, I understand. So go and work on your faith in Chachamim, on your Emunat Chachamim. And pray to Hashem Yitbarach to open your hand to understand what huge power Chachamim got. Huge powers, huge powers. Rav Shalom told me, and I'm not righteous at all, and my wife going to testify on that. You don't need no one else to testify on that. I'm not righteous at all. And I have so many stories to tell you on miracles that Rav Shalom told me, you're the man of miracles on those things of Parnassah. Why? Because the truth between you and me, I don't care about it at all. I know that Hashem is going to give it to me. And I threw myself on Hashem Yitbarach so many times, and I saw always that Hashem was there for me. Always, always. So I don't have a problem to do any kind of deal today. I'm not afraid. I can go and now someone going to tell, I'm going to understand that this is my thing to do now. I'm going to go and sign a contract on to buy a hotel. I don't have a problem. I'm not afraid to do that. I know that Hashem will be there with me if I need it. I don't, Bemet. One day you're going to see it happen. So it's not a, it's for sure.
With
few pools, one open, one warm and closed. Of course. Of course. Chassid of Breslev or not Chassid of Breslev? We need to deep. We need to be able to deep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is with you. Believe in that. The kfirot are always bad thoughts are coming to you and telling you if Hashem is with me or not. Will Hashem help me this time or not? When always you're going to say yes, He will, you will see Him. Always. You're going to be answered in your prayers according to the amount of confidence that you had when you asked it from Hashem Yitbarach. When you came to Hashem Yitbarach and you said, Hashem, can you please help me? And inside, you're full with worries and fears, and you feel so not worthy and not deserved, and all of those nonsense, Lashon Hara on a Jew. Lashon Hara on the mercifulness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That He's not mercy enough to help you? Why? Why you say that on Him? Okay, you're not worthy. Okay, you're the worst one in Am Yisrael. So what? Moshe Rabbeinu hold himself like that also. But Ligdulato and Chelker, to His greatness, there's no limit. To His mercifulness, there's no limit. Why Baal Shem Tov gave children to a couple that it was written in heaven that they will not gonna have children? It was written like that. They will not gonna have children. It was written. Baal Shem Tov looked at them and said, you'll have a baby boy in a year. And this is it. And they got that baby boy. Why won't you have? Gonna have. Why? Because you haven't met a Baal Shem Tov? Why won't you gonna be a Baal Shem Tov? Who was a Baal Shem Tov? A 5 years old kid that received a will from his father on his deathbed that told him, commit yourself to Avodat Hashem, don't ask nothing from no one, just count on Hashem, go talk to Hashem, know that there is nothing except of Hashem. That 5 years old kid went out barefoot to the fields and forests of Ukraine 250 years ago and committed himself to that will of his father. And he became to be a Baal Shem Tov. He hadn't born a Baal Shem Tov. No, he was Srulik. Israel. Israel ben Sarah. Israel ben Sarah ben Yezer. Today, Baal Shem Tov. He became to be the Baal Shem Tov because of the effort that he put in Avodat Hashem. And if you're going to put that same power in Avodat Hashem, and maybe you can put even more than him. When they said to Rabbi Nachman Breslev that he became to be Rabbi Nachman Breslev because he was from the seed of the Baal Shem Tov, he was angry on that. He said, it's wrong. Even if I was from the lowest family in Am Yisrael, I would achieve the same level. And Rav Shalom said, and I'm saying more. What Rav Shalom said? He said, and I'm saying more. That if Rabbi Nachman Breslev was born from the lowest family in Am Yisrael, he would achieve even more. Why? Because he would put more effort in Avodat Hashem. And Kefum Tzara Agra, according to your effort, this is the reward, how much you're going to achieve in your Avodat Hashem. Yes.
The Baal Shem Tov said, it says Hashem Ya'azor. It doesn't mean that this is Hashem will help. It means if you believe it's from Hashem, then Ya'azor, Hashem will come help.
If you believe,
you believe first in Hashem and then Ya'azor.
Perfect. First of all, to know Hashem. Hashem, He is my powers. Hashem, He is my life. And now I'm doing everything for Hashem. A lot of people in those topics of Shalom Bayit, they're falling to mistakes. They think to themselves, I need to respect my wife. I need to make my wife happy. Nonsense. Shtuyot. Imaginations. Mamash. Illusions. Hazayot. Your wife, she's not exist. Wake up. She's not here. There is Hashem Yitbarach here, and nothing except of Him. If it's a woman, your husband, you need to respect him. Nonsense. Forget it. You need to serve Hashem. You need to fulfill your obligation in front of Hashem Yitbarach, what that Hashem demands from you. If now Hashem wants you to make your wife happy, wonderful. Do that. Do that while you serve Hashem. Do it for Hashem. Sacrifice yourself for Hashem, not for your wife. Because if you're going to try to make your wife happy, after 3 years, 4 years of putting huge effort, one day you're going to look at her and you're going to say, what's that? For years, I'm trying to respect you. I'm honoring you. I'm not rebuking you. And you, Mamash, you're ungrateful. You're doing this. You're doing... And now you're going to explode on her. And by that you burned all of those 4 or 5 years that you put powers on respecting her. And you ruined more than what that you assumed that you were building and creating in those years. You hurt her feelings now after 5 years so bad that she don't want all of your honor anymore. She don't want all of your respect. But why you came to that place? Because you didn't have faith. You weren't doing it for Hashem. You were doing it, let's say that you were doing it for her. The truth is that you were doing it for yourself. You were pleasing her, that she's going to be happy, because you know how she looks when she's not happy. So you're afraid, or that you wanted to succeed in Avodat Hashem, or whatever. Only, and only, when you do things for Hashem Yitbarach, you're not going to fail, never. But always, always, if you have something else that for that you do, you put your effort, one day it's going to pump up back into your life. It's going to explode in your face. Your imagination that there is something except of Hashem. Because Hashem wants you and Him to be one, to be united, never separated. Only one peace, one infinity, one endless, one God. En od milvado, and I'm not here. For sure my wife is not here. For sure my children are not here. For sure my students are not here. For sure my rabbi is not here. For sure there's no walls, no buildings, no nothing. It's all Hashem. And Hashem is beyond time. Now we are in a certain mission inside time. Inside the time and the place. In the present. But if you're going to check it with a little bit of logic, common sense, if you're in the present, and if you're always in the present, so you live eternal life. There's no past. Where were you in the past? In the present. There's no future. Where are you going to be in the future? In the present. So you're always in the present. So there is only present. So you live eternal life already. The lack of faith is dividing you from the reality, from the truth, that there is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach in the world. At all. It's all flat. It's all wide. It's all open. It's all Hashem Yitbarach Himself. We need to commit ourselves to Him with all of our powers. And if I'm going to tell you about the reward, it will not going to help you. You need to find the reward inside of yourselves, because your reward is different than mine. But if I can risk my life and put my life into so much effort and so much suffering, believe me that it's worth it. I have a reason to do that. I have a reason. I have a reason. Today, there is no wife, right? No wife in the world at all. I received 500 shekels fine on parking because I had to go to the mikveh. If you think that I care about one shekel from those, it's worthy for me to go. I was in the mikveh today. You don't know what I'm talking about. I was in the mikveh. Now if I should pay 5,000 shekels for that mikveh, I will pay. And not because I'm rich, I'm not rich at all. I just understand what it means to be in the mikveh today, and I cannot stand the thought of not being in the mikveh today. And take 500,000 shekels for me today to go to the mikveh. I don't care, because I want to be in the mikveh. This is what that I want. I want to dip in the mikveh every day. And if I won't be in the mikveh, I cannot stand it. Because I love Hashem and I want to be in the mikveh today. I want to put tefillin and I will pay whatever I need to pay. In Auschwitz, people put tefillin. Can you understand it?
Very easy.
Because how can you not put tefillin? So you're going to die. So what? Who cares? Who cares? I'm going to live, I'm going to die, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to be poor. Who cares? When you serve Hashem and you not serve your own imaginations, I need to be rich. Oh, 500 shekels. Oh, what? Why? Who cares? You worked for that money. That money came from Hashem. The effort, the suffering that you have is because of your avanot. You need to suffer. This is why you work. You need to meet people. This is why you work. You need to sweat. Here, you see, I have to sweat. I have to sweat. So I'm sweating. Avrech Kolel. Everyone will say, no, they never sweat. No. If you need to sweat, Hashem is going to make you sweat. You're going to sweat. It doesn't matter. You're going to sit in the kolel, air condition. Yesterday night, me and Obi were sitting and working on something in the computer into the night. Both of us, like water. Like that. And it was very nice and chilled. And the window is open. And we were drinking cold drinks. And everything is wonderful. And we're sweating. Why? Because Hashem wants you to sweat. Because Hashem wants you to sweat in Avodat Hashem. So one needs to climb the Everest to sweat. And one needs to think, and he already sweats. Thank you. And everything is perfect. When you commit yourself, like that Avshalom said also, that you cannot forgive the person that hurts you until you have 100% faith that it wasn't him. That it was only Hashem. If you think, no, it was my mother, no, it was my brother, no, it was my sister, no, it was my friend, no, it was my wife, you were never going to forgive them. Always when something going to wake it up again, you're going to remember that. But when you're going to work on yourself like that, that you don't care what he done to me, who is he? He's not exist at all. It was only Hashem. Then you were not going to hate him. When you're going to see him doing it again, you're going to say, it's Hashem doing it. You're going to laugh. You're going to feel the satisfaction from the rebukes. You're going to feel pleasure from the insultings, from the hard times. You're going to grow. You're going to feel that you grow, that you expand from those experiences, from those rebukes. It's one of the kinyanim, how to buy the Torah. You purchase knowledge of knowing Hashem Yitbarach by receiving the rebukes. You taught me that I'm sinning. You taught me that I'm selfish. You taught me that I'm cruel, that I have bad midot. Thank you. Now I know on what to work. And only the fact that you accepted it and you admit, modeh ve'ozev, you admit and you said, I drop it. I don't want to hide my crimes again. I don't want to say, no, I was right, she was wrong. No, but there is something that you're not thinking about. Oh, what are you talking about? They're offering you now $1 million check now. Your tshuva is in your hand. Reject the tshuva with two hands. No. You're not going to tell me. No. I have something to say. You're going to respect. Why? They're writing checks for you now. Checks on checks on checks. Dollar bills. Giving you money. Cash money. Take, 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 take. Is there something more important than doing tshuva? Yafa sha'a achat shel tshuva ba'olam hazeh mikol chaya olam haba. 1 hour of tshuva in this world is nicer than all eternal life in the world to come. It's nicer. Tshuva. You feel the pain. You feel insulted. You feel hurt. You feel shame. Yes. It's nicer than to live eternal life in the world to come. When you understand what it means to be close to Hashem. When you start to taste the closeness to Hashem, Kirvat Elokim Litov, it's good for me to be close to God, to Elokim, to the judgments, not only to the kindness of Hashem, also to Midat Elokim. Thank you.